Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. I'm in Big D on a short family get-together. Just so happen to be in the same building as Dick Cheney right now. I'll tell that story briefly later. I pretty much already told it. Dick Cheney and more. Hunt Oil, you name it. George W. Bush. I got five presidents here in town right now. Speaking of somebody I wish was our president, Ron Paul is scheduled to be calling in any minute now to spend a half hour with us today, and I'm going to bring up a cornucopia of issues. And, you know, I have the guys come in and co-host even when I'm there because I enjoy their ideas and banter and it's thought-provoking. But Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight are riding shotgun up there also in case we have any technical difficulties, because we are coming to you via the Internet right now. The wonders of the Internet. And we do have Congressman Ron Paul joining us today. Again, I'm on the road, so I have a couple of my InfoWars Nightly News reporters riding shotgun with us for the next 30 minutes. In case anything cuts out, they'll be able to ask the congressman, the former congressman, questions. It's great to have you on with us today, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Wow, so much is happening. I want to get into your homeschooling curriculum. I hope to actually promote it later when you start that affiliate program. I think everybody should get involved in that. But before we go there, what do you make of Boston and that whole martial law spectacle that we saw?
Well, it's rather scary. You know me that I always try to look on the positive things and think things can't be quite as bad. But those pictures really concern me. You know, I mean, that is such a visual image when you see these thousands and thousands of troops, and they weren't your local friendly policemen that were involved. And it was accepted too easily. I mean, can you imagine all these people being locked? They became prisoners. And then the police, the military police, were allowed to march into any house, any time without a search warrant. It was martial law, you know. So I think it was very, very scary. That's just hope. It wakes up some people. But unfortunately, you still hear those, well, the government has to do something to make us safe. And I think that's where the big disconnect is what is the purpose of government? Is it to give us perfect safety and perfect economic security, or is it there to allow us to run our own lives and protect our liberties?
I want to expand on that because we're going to break here in a moment. This is our short segment. Again, former Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul joins us, very active in the defense of liberty. I want to expand again in the next segment on the Boston issue, because some stations join us, then I want to, you know, get your full take on that. But I mean, clearly, any excuse the power structure has to grab power, they do it. And it seems that appetite is getting more and more intense. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, the problems are getting bigger. They say that Congress isn't doing a job because they're broke, but it's the whole system that's broke. We're financially broke. But those individuals in Washington, their mentality is different than so many of people outside of Washington, because they've told me personally that they need to take care of people and they need to regulate people's lives because we can't trust it to themselves because they may hurt themselves or they may not take care of themselves. And I've asked them, I said, why is that the case? Well, they're too stupid, and inferring we, the politicians, know what is best. I mean, that is a mental status that they have and they cling to. Real, and then they don't do like, I'm Hitler and I'm going to take over, I'm going to take away liberties. I'm doing the Lord's work. I care about people. You've heard the liberals say that they care about people. We don't. But, of course, if you really care about people, you'll protect liberty and there'll be more production and more people taken care of instead of special interests taking over control of our government and the wrong people benefiting. But anyway, that's the mess that we have. It's continuing. So every time there's an opportunity, they think, well, if I enhance my power, I can do more good for the world. Although there's sinister reasons for us to be going about, you know, around the world, most of the people are complacent and they just go along and get along, and they think, well, we got to go help those people. We got to get rid of that.
Absolutely. Congressman, Ron Paul's our guest. I want to expand and you know, flesh that out when we come back, because that is so central. Please stay with us. Ron Paul joins us.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming to you on the road up here in Dallas, Texas, visiting family, and Congressman Ron Paul joins us as well from Texas via the phone, and we have our reporters riding shotgun with us, and the former congressman is just popping in with a news and analysis update here with us today, and he's going to talk some about the homeschooling curriculum he's got coming out in September that is truly a revolutionary idea that I'm fully behind. But first off, sir, seeing the images of lockdown, saying it's a prison, overriding the Bill of Rights. That is martial law by definition. And now they're saying this is the new way in America, and we've got to have drones now domestically, and that basically America's a battlefield. We've known this was coming, along with the economic collapse that is centralization. What can you say about what Americans can do to reverse this, and your take on what you saw in Boston, former Congressman Ron Paul?
Well, I think what Boston has told me, it's a issue and more difficult to reverse than I might have hoped. I'm always hopeful. I always want to be positive. I get a lot of people who understand and should do it. But to overcome the power of the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, it looks like they're going to have all the guns. At least they want to have all the guns. They're buying up all the ammunition, but of course they said they would never use it against American citizens. What in thunder are they doing? Then when you witness what went on in Boston, I mean, if this is not martial law, I don't know what martial law is going to look like. But the Constitution has been trampled. The American people have to stand up any way they know how to do it, by spreading messages, reading, studying, getting involved in politics. Ultimately, though, it's education. People have to understand why liberty provides the answers for us. But we have been conditioned probably for 30 or 40 years, and you hear it all the time from the president. Their job is to make us safe. One, the liberals say, we want you to make you economically safe and secure, and nobody falls through the cracks, and we're going to take care of everybody. But then others say, we want to make you physically safe, and governments aren't supposed to do that. Governments are supposed to protect our liberties. Once they decide they're going to make us safe, economically and physically safe, they can only do this by taking away our liberties, and that's where we are. We seek safety rather than liberty, and we were warned about it, and I think we need to rewarn the American people, and they have to know what the goals are in order to establish their priorities.
Again, Dr. Ron Paul joins us. You talk about the bullets. You know, we broke that story. Drudge Report forced it into the mainstream media, and they said, we're not buying bullets. And then they said, okay, we bought $1 billion. Now it's $2 billion. And then they come out and say, it's a hoax that we're buying bullets, but we did buy bullets. So their lies, their denials have gotten like schizophrenic, where you're reading a headline and they testify, this is a hoax, but we did buy the bullets. And now she said before Congress today, Big Sis, that DHS denies ammo purchases aimed at civilians when the targets are of women and children on record. And the Army manuals say they're training to take on domestic groups. That first document we got 4 years ago said Ron Paul, veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, Aaron Russo, film owners. I mean, just bizarre. And now all that is mainline. So what do you say about the intensified lying? Or do you disagree? Are they not intensifying their lies?
Well, you know, they have the major medias on their side, so they paint us as paranoid. And this is our job, whether it's talk shows like yours or our internet programs or whatever we're doing. We have to reverse this whole idea that that we are, you know, paranoid and just imagining these things. When she gives us an inch and says, oh, yeah, we did purchase them, they have to pound her and figure out, what are you going to do with them? What is the intent? How much money? You'd think Congress should have more of a backbone to stand up and demand this. That's their responsibility. Congress goes along with it. They give up the prerogatives to the executive branch so easily. And if we don't do it, see, the people eventually have to do it. Members of Congress go along to get along. They've been doing that for years, so we only have a dozen or two up there that are trying. But what we need to do is wake up more and more people to hound their congressmen to say, find out why and what are they up to. Because it's only information that that they have that can wake the people up. If they don't get the information, they're going to be too complacent, and then it'll be too late. After Boston, I worry more on where we are. But then again, when I go to the college campuses, I get good responses. A lot of young people are saying, you know, we know what you're talking about, and we don't like it, and we're going to be stuck with a big bill, and we don't have a job. So there's a receptive ear out there. So it's a battle. It's a battle for the hearts and minds of people to decide which they think is correct. Are they going to go along with the status quo and, you know, the Federal Reserve and the income tax system and government taking care of us and make us safe and secure? Or are we going to say, it's time we defended our position that we want our freedoms back and just get the government out of the way?
Well, they, as you said earlier, government claims that it's here to help us, but everywhere government gets involved, it creates dependency and just wrecks society. We've sent our reporters out in Austin, but also in California, not just in Texas, and the most people sign petitions to confiscate all the guns, to not just ban carbon dioxide, but dihydrogen monoxide or water. And it seems like you've got two things happening. Either people are getting more awake, or they're getting even more dumbed down, and they're saying, hey, we're a democracy, a 51% vote to make the other 49 slaves, we're going to do it. But in a republic, that actually blocks them. But the federal government's moving forward like it's a democracy, they can do whatever they want. Do you see a collision, a clash of civilizations, of informed, high IQ, productive, good people that haven't succumbed to cultural, you know, collectivism and Marxism and globalism versus the zombie hordes? I mean, this is getting bad, is my point.
Yeah. No, I think there will be this collision, mainly because our country is bankrupt. but also there's more and more people waking up, which I think is very good, and that's beneficial. But the one thing, though, individuals like myself who want to look on the positive side of things, we shouldn't ever get so naive as to think that we're up against an enemy that's rather a soft enemy. The worse things get, the harder they'll work and the more they'll do to cling to power, under the pretense, of course, of always helping people.
They're because they hate us.
They've been powerful because they've always been to get the moral high ground. We're doing good. You know, we go over these countries, we want to get rid of bad dictators. Yes, we have deficits, but we take care of poor people. All of that. But now they're running out of money, and they can't do it, and they make these false promises. So the only thing left for them, since their promises aren't believed anymore, is they're going to use power. And that's why you see the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI invoking martial laws in a major city.
I agree.
So I think it'll get worse. I've always said it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we haven't even had the big economic crisis that I think is coming. And then you wonder how complacent the American people will be. So the more people we can alert to being prepared for this so they can handle some of the emergencies to get by, the better off we'll be. So we want everybody to be protected, as many as possible, so they don't have to depend on the government. But when the government's broke, they have very little to promise except our might to try to, you know, restore order.
Absolutely. And so it's a sign of their weakness that they're trying to flex their muscles and use any excuse to take over and plant the flag of authoritarianism on our once great republic, because they understand and they're scared and they know they've mismanaged things. Now, shifting gears into a subject that so many callers, when they heard you were coming on the last few days, wanted me to ask you, just as a layman here and working with a gold and silver company like Midas Resources, they're having trouble getting the gold. It's being bought so quick. Places are sold out everywhere. The mint can't even make enough. But they're using paper money to drive down the price while elites are buying it as fast as they can. What do you make of what's happening with the war on gold?
Well, I think there is, and governments always have a war on gold because they want their paper to last as long as possible. They did that. How much gold do you think we dumped in the 50s and the 60s at $35 an ounce trying to prove that point? Markets, though, eventually went out. So I think that they very well could be involved in all this dumping of gold. You know, that one day when the gold prices went down so much, there were 53,000 contracts sold by one individual. I just wonder how close the Treasury Department was to that. But the market number that best tells you about this disconnect is the premium on the coin. So you and I might hear, oh, yeah, gold prices are crashing, and maybe we ought to buy some more. So we go out. Evidently, there is more than just a couple of us doing that. Quite a few went out, so the premium goes up, which is natural. That's the way the market works. The price is not supposed to be going up because the price is so-called fixed by these traders in the paper market, but the premium is part of the price, and the price was, I don't know what the premium has done in the last day or two, but I know when it was, when the price of gold was going down rapidly, the premiums went up,
sure,
which meant there was
a high demand. But that's like Nixon price fixing. Sure, but isn't it like Nixonian price fixing? I mean, sure, you can fix the price, but then you can't find, you know, the things that they fix the price on. What I'm saying is I'm getting reports everywhere that people, the shops, they can't get the gold, that there's a major shortage at this lower price. So doesn't that right there prove that the market is saying gold is really worth a lot more? And as you said, they can't suppress it forever. Shifting gears, what about Bitcoin? I've been leery day one, because if this wasn't something globalists were involved in, they would have destroyed it. Now, they're not all powerful, but I just have a bad feeling.
Well, I don't know exactly what's going on there. I have deep reservations about it because my understanding of money is a little bit different than something that comes out of a computer, and I don't understand how it's calculated. I don't think anybody else does. But if we have a truly free society and people are doing this and they're not committing fraud, and it actually is it becomes a means of exchange, and people can transfer and measure things in a Bitcoin, you know, I'm not going to object to that. But I don't think that is the answer. I think money has to be something that has been established in the marketplace, and it's been a pretty good test on gold and silver, like thousands of years. So I'm very reluctant to get involved in even the Bitcoin. You know, it's going to be when you make a sale or a purchase in Bitcoin, you have to, you know, do the mathematical change and figure, oh, how many dollars am I getting for this? But I hope it's a method where they're challenging, because that's been one of my positions, is that if we would just have a legal competition with the Federal Reserve in place, this would be helpful. But I'm thinking more along the lines of somebody who's out there using gold and silver as legal tender, as advocated under the Constitution. But you know what happens to people who do that? You can go to prison for that, and you're called a counterfeiter. But the Federal Reserve should be the ones that be held responsible for counterfeiting.
All right, I want to get into homeschooling and then let you get out of here. But last question before we get to that, I want to bring up Boston again, because the government locked down the city and then couldn't find the guy. And then as soon as they lifted the lockdown, which is totally illegal, then a citizen smoking a cigarette out back of his house saw the guy was in the boat. I mean, this, you know, not only did it not protect us, you know, it's totally unconstitutional, but it's just all a giant fraud. What would you do, you know, down there where you live in South Texas on the coast, if they said, don't come out of your house today or we'll arrest you? Or what would you do if you drove up and you know, they had your family with hands up? I mean, this is a big deal. They need to get in trouble. Do you have any ideas, as a constitutionalist and a pretty smart guy, how we could take action against this precedent-setting garbage?
That's a tough one, because they're the ones who are using violence illegally against the people, and to resist it, of course, that's armed conflict, and it's how much of a stomach do you have for the confrontation. But what we have to do is intellectually argue against and expose those people who have these lockdowns and having martial law declared, because three people were killed, which was tragic. But what about every night? I think every day there's about 48 murders every day. Sometimes on a weekend there'll be 10 in one city. They never locked down a city. So this is
exactly.
This is unprecedented, very, very dangerous, and we have to expose them every chance we get.
Sure. I mean, they've had lone gunmen out all the time. You don't lock down a whole city. If they said, hey, please stay in your homes in this block, we think he's in one of your houses, that would be, you know, kind of a probable cause, at least, you know, something, reasonable suspicion. But, I mean, just you're all locked in your house, and now we're going to aim guns at you. I mean, little kids in yards, they aim guns at them. I can't wait to get you on in September, because this is a revolutionary idea to get out of the government training camp. Spend a few minutes, sir, in the time we've got left here, telling us the best websites to visit, where we should go to find out about this. Hopefully you'll get your site back soon, ronpaul.com. But what are the best sites to visit, and why have you launched this homeschooling initiative?
Of course, homeschooling is something I've been very sympathetic with for many, many years, more so every year, because I think the public educational system is deteriorating. I've talked about it before, but in Congress you can't really do a whole lot. Even 20, 30 years ago, I've often thought to myself, you know, it'd be neat to have a school when I'm out of Congress, but I always thought about brick-and-mortar school. But technology has changed, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a much bigger opportunity to have more students at a much cheaper price, have good education, have it, you know, where it's not very expensive. So I've had some help with this. Tom Woods and Gary North have been working with me on this, and they are great at teaching. And we're going to have math courses in science and history and English. And also, you know, the first six grades are going to be free. You can go and get on there after September and get education first six grades for free. And then the later grades, there will be tuition charges. But the one other unique thing that we've come up with on this, where it's different, there are a lot of homeschooling programs, and they're not, you know, a lot of them are very decent, all, but ours will be somewhat unique. But there's going to be a lot of interplay between students and teach self-teaching, and also it means that the cost will go down, because we're not going to have people buying books. They can if they want, but we want to keep the cost down. So if we have a course on the Constitution, it's going to be done by reading the Constitution and the Federalist Papers, and then having a teacher giving a lecture, and then the students writing. So it would be a little bit now.
And, again, what are the best sites other than Campaign for Liberty for people to visit right now to find everything Ron Paul?
In particular, it's ronpaulcurriculum.com. And there's a preliminary course you can sign up for $25 to help you get into preparing for high school. But the curriculum really gets started in September. But there is a web page now, and it gives you some information, and it will keep you up to date on – there's a question and answer section on there where people call in.
Sure, my wife did it. We printed it off. It's excellent. Well, let me just say this, then I'll let you get out of here because you've got to go. When I first talked to you before you went live on air, we were talking about, promoting it and how important it is. And you were talking about how it's free for people through the first six grades and then almost apologizing for selling it. Listen, we have gotten the Liberty Movement to fund each other and to vote with our dollars. And we'll take the economy back, as you know, through markets. It's time. The media attacks us, the establishment that lives off our tax money and corporate welfare, that you sell a book or I sell a film. Ladies and gentlemen, you either spend your money with websites like DrudgeReport.com, clicking on the sponsors, Ron Paul's sites, my sites. You spread the word about us or we're done. Okay, this is war bonds. Ron Paul, he lives in a modest house, can sail off into the sunset. He's at 76 years old or whatever it is, fighting every day because he has a passion for liberty against the authoritarians. And this is a revolutionary act, taking our kids back from these scum. So, sir, I'm going to get behind your curriculum, and I salute you. When it comes out in September, everybody should buy it and give it to their family members if they won't buy it. Everybody should support this 110%, Congressman.
Wonderful. It's good being with you today.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's bottom line. Bottom line. I'm ready to die for freedom, okay? I'm in the globalist face saying, I want you going down 110%. I'll tell you why I liked Oblivion so much, because that's what it's all about, that archetype of giving your life up for liberty. And I don't want to die. But you know what? I love liberty so much, I'm not afraid of them, even though I know how horrible they are. I know the things they could do. Every time I look at my children, I know they could come after them, and they threaten my family. I just look at them, and I commit. And I'm a slob on air half the time. I'm burnt out, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot unplug. I dream about this stuff. I can't play outside with my kids or go fishing. All I'm thinking about is news and the New World Order. And then I do so much research, I get on air and can't even talk about it all because I just know too much. I mean, it's like the Gnarls Barkley song. I want to come back out of break with that, with our guests, because I'm not crazy because I didn't know enough. It's because I knew too much. And I just was talking to Ron Paul during the break, and he's like, and yeah, we're selling it because, we have to pay for it and everything. And I was like, man, don't apologize that you're selling it. I mean, the globalists have taken over and control the issuance of currency and credit. Okay, we're doing this because we love liberty and want to be free. And then they create this idea, like he said, that they have the moral authority. They can sell stuff. They can make us give them our money to then use against us, and that's moral. And then Alex Jones. Ever I had the Austin police chief in, he's like, Alex Jones. Alex Jones is selling stuff. Alex Jones has got a 50 caliber rifle. Yeah. And I'll sell my house and the little bit of real estate I've got and all my guns if I ever have to keep InfoWars.com going. I will live in a rat-infested trailer before I ever stop spending my money on fighting the New World Order. But, yeah, I like nice things. I like being comfortable. But that's not my God. You see, my God is liberty and his life and his freedom. That's why I take the money you give us by buying the great products we promote and hire more reporters and get better equipment and I'm building studios. I have a dream to bring these people down. I'm a builder. I want to build things. I want to construct things. I want to build an architecture of freedom. I want to lead the way out of this with you right beside me and in front of me and behind me. I have a dream of liberty. I have a dream of freedom. I have a dream of my children not being slaves. And I am sick of the globalists having the moral high ground while they use our tax money against us that we're not supposed to sell stuff. I skip this network commercial. You know how much money that costs the network? I can't. Nothing they can do because I just won't be on the network if they try to stop me. And it's bad that I do it. I don't even plug products here on air like I should. Buy everything at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the water filters, buy the seeds, buy the t-shirts, buy the videos. It's all about warfare against evil, warfare against death. We're about life, period. We're about life, period. That's what we stand for. I have a dream. Life, enlightenment, liberty, freedom. That's what I want. Justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of.
Does that make me crazy? Crank this back up for a minute. Does that make me crazy? Possibly. Man, I feel sorry for people that don't know how the world works. I want the whole universe to open up to everybody. It's all right there. You can read the philosophy, the history books, and you're going to be reading what men and women read and what men and women thought hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, and you're going to read thoughts you've had independently yourself and have that kinship through time with people who discovered beauty, loved beauty, loved kinmanship, honor, all the things that are good. You're not going to find that through this New World Order culture, because it cannot give you anything good, because if you get something good, you're going to grow and develop like a healthy tree that will bear fruit of a free society. They don't want that. They want to be in charge and do bad things, and to do that, they've got to dumb you down. But what is going to stop them is courage. And Cybele Edmonds was an FBI high security clearance translator and because she can speak Arabic and several other languages, and she was listening before, during, and after 9/11, and she went to Congress, told them what she knew, and they gagged her. She pretty much broke the gag order. Incredible courage. You've seen the persecution of whistleblowers the last few years who even exposed crime. And they, basically threatened her and things, but she hasn't been thrown in jail. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes a lot of courage to go up against these people. Most men I know will not do it. They won't even admit this is going on. But Cybele Edmonds did that. We'll give you her website. I'm on the road. I'm pulling up a story she really wants us to look at. So we'll let her break that here. We've got Riding Shotgun, Jakari Jackson, and David Knight. They'll be hosting the whole next hour. And they're going to have Syrian Girl on, breaking down the fact they're trying to frame them for chemical weapons. But I have to say to Cybele, because I heard her on TV a few days ago. We saw her on TV. We linked to it from RT with Abby Martin. Excellent piece. Going over the fact that this could be a false flag. Could be. I mean, knowing what she knows, I'm not going to recap it all, but we know this. The FBI, CIA was on these guys for 5 years. It's now confirmed, mainstream news in Europe, in Russia, that he was in a CIA-sponsored Zbigniew Brzezinski program to undermine the Caucasus where they're putting Al-Qaeda in. This is a total setup. And this is a message to all the patsies out there. People that think you're part of national security stuff, you're playing the part of a terrorist to infiltrate groups, you're going to be set up a lot of times. And the little brother was just tagging along. He was partying the night before. He had no idea. They've cut his throat out. He climbed out of the boat, and they tried to kill him. He's been told, you're dead if you don't play ball. Same thing happened with McVeigh. They do the same thing over and over again. That's how I'm able to tell you what's going to happen. I had Richard Belzer on when it was announced, and I said, there'll be a drill. The people will be handled. They'll set up patsies that openly work for intelligence groups. People are like, how did you know this, Jones? People are so freaked out right now. They're saying, you know, that Jones must be a government agent or something. Well, if I am a government agent, we need more like me. No, I'm not. I'm a liberty lover who studied what they do. It's so pathological. Now, Cybele Edmonds has been a total insider and a real government agent that went public, and she has a news website that we're going to put on screen for TV viewers and let her plug here on air. But, Cybele, I want you to take the floor here. Then my reporters have a few questions for you at the next segment, and talk about your case briefly to recap it, and then what did you think the minute you saw the Boston bombing? Because I know, being a false flag expert, someone who's covered it for 15, 16 years, actually longer than that, but I've really been on it since Oklahoma City, so I guess 18 years. This is like flashbacks for me. It's very painful. I wish this wasn't an inside job, because that's a lot less scary than, you know, to have a few lone nuts out there than to know that the system is this corrupt, and then why would they do it? Cybele, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you again. And as far as my case is concerned, I'm not going to get into the civil liberties and the details of my case, but I want to emphasize the fact that since my case broke in 2002 with all the state secrets privilege and gag orders, I have been emphasizing the gist, the reason for the state secrets privilege and also the gag orders being our operation, and this is us, the United States government's operations in Central Asia and Caucasus. Some direct operations, also through proxy nations such as NATO member Turkey in this region, and that includes all the stands, you know, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, but also in the Caucasus, Chechnya, Dagestan. And so this has been pretty much a consistent theme for the past 10 years with my case. And every time I have given an interview or talk about it, people go like, oh, Stan, Central Asia, Caucasus. Even people.
No, you always bring that up because that's what you were listening to. And this is part of the public program in that Red Crescent to destabilize that. This is a public program. What is incredible is that it's all public, but the public's so ignorant, it's like we're speaking Martian.
Oh, well, a lot of it, Alex, you say, is public info, but the mainstream media has really never, ever, ever covered this. And a lot of the pseudo-alternatives that you know about, that I know about, our listeners know about, they never touch these regions. But now, lo and behold, with this incident in Boston, suddenly it put this region, the Caucasus, Chechnya, and Dagestan on the map. And, you know, these people went from freedom fighter rebels overnight with Boston incidents into the hottest terrorist cell, hottest Al-Qaeda terror cell, hottest Islamic radical cell, parroting each other, getting their script from the State Department, from the CIA, especially the New York Times and LA Times, Washington Post, but also to a certain degree a lot of these quasi-alternative media. And I know a lot of people, they got bogged down with all these ever-changing, ever-conflicted, contradictory semantics and details.
Well, the bottom line is these guys were working for Western intelligence. The Russians blew their cover. For people that don't know, you've been saying publicly for 10 years since you broke the gag order, with a lot of courage, as I said earlier, that it was a crime network from Central Asia right through the stands, right into the Caucasus, right into Albania, right into Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, right into... So explain the big picture, because you were on the inside listening to all this. Explain to people what's happening here on the Brzezinski Grand Chessboard, and then how that fits into these brothers.
Sure. So as I was saying, while people were bogged down with all these ever-changing information, which is in a way it's a matter of distraction, people, you know, making a lot of, you know, putting out a lot of hypotheses and talking about some details on the ground, we came out as Boiling Frogs Post and we talked about the bigger picture, and that's exactly what the U.S. government, that's what exactly the mainstream media don't want people to look at, to step back and look at the big picture. Number one, the fact that they were from this region, you know, with connections to Chechnya, Dagestan, these are not even nations, these are regions within Russian territory and Russia. And the other thing I talked about, of course, the interview you referred to was a good interview with Abby Martin, but was very short, so I really couldn't get into it, and that's why we have a much longer interview from 5 days before that on our website when I get to explain. For example, one of the things that keep coming out of the parents for the suspects were that, you know, this thing dated back to 3 to 5 years ago, and while FBI was talking about 2 years, you know, Russians notifying the FBI at the end of 2011. The other inconsistency that is very important, and I'm going to link it to this great game in a second, had to do with the style that the parents were talking about, the style of the communication relationship of these government officials with the suspect. Right away, I said, first of all, that seems to be the recruitment style, you know, especially if it's dated 3 to 5 years ago. And considering these guys, especially the older brothers, language, linguistic skills, you know, he speaks Russian, Chechen, the Turkic language, and English. He still
holds for people that don't know, they come to like, you know, they come to people when they're like 16, 17, 18, this is 5 years ago, and say, you are powerful. You're a leader. The CIA needs you to infiltrate these groups. So you get these party animals, suddenly you're going to mosques saying, I want to blow everyone up. They think they're finding radical Muslims, but really they're creating the ledger in the history to be set up.
Well, I would be careful to characterize it as infiltrating, because when you're talking about these groups, Alex, and this goes to my case, and this goes to what I've been referring to for the past 11 years, well, these groups are our groups. We, the United States, created these groups, okay?
Oh, no. I totally agree with you. It's on record the State Department runs the Islamic terror groups, all of them in the stands. You're the expert, but I mean, that's all admitted. You're misunderstanding. I'm saying when they sent the brothers around to shoot their mouths off at mosque, about how they, you know, how they hate America and stuff, and then they go party at the dorm at night. That is clearly them thinking they're agents infiltrating radical groups, is what I'm saying, when in truth they're creating their history, their ledger to be set up later.
No, I understand. And one of the other things I need to emphasize right here at this point is, initially when the report came out, there were a lot of people who said, well, these guys only associated with modern, you know, wealthy Turkish students and businessmen there, and we didn't see any signs of radicalization. They were hanging out in BMWs, going to nightclubs, and now you're referring to this thing of some of these people coming and saying this is what they said in the mosque. That's why I haven't been really covering all these changing contradictory details, because after 8, 9 days, you can get a lot of people, exactly, you're right, to come and say.
Okay, then I'm going to shut up. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. Then you've got the floor. What is the core of this and what people need to know? Go ahead.
Well, Alex, this really makes me feel special. You're giving me the floor. I'm really honored. Thank you. So what I've pointed out the fact that, okay, these people are exact profile that CIA seeks, especially in the United States. We don't have many people from Caucasus. So the older brother is a perfect operative for the CIA to recruit. That was the number one thing we put out through our website and say, nobody's talking about the CIA connection. Everybody's putting the focus on FBI. And I believe that the Russians did, in fact, contact the FBI at the end of 2011. FBI went there. They came back and they were told by the CIA to butt out, to zip and not to close the case. Because while I was working at the FBI with the agents on these operations, this was a recurring theme, Alex. We would have a lot of investigations. We would open up. We would, pursue suspects. And lo and behold, either the State Department, and again, I have been saying this for 11 years, or CIA would step in and would pressure the SES-level people, the top-tier-level people in the FBI, to shut down the investigations, to close the investigations, because whatever we were looking at or whoever we were looking at happened to be, our guys from the CIA and State Department side. So, and this went to a lot of 9/11 related cases where, we had actively, just in my own department alone, several cases where the CIA came and said, you're gonna shut this investigation and you're not gonna pursue this person, or actually CIA facilitated the suspect's exit from the country, from the United States, immediately, weeks after 9/11. So that was very similar. The other thing that I kept telling people to look at is what is going to happen immediately after this terror incident, the so-called scripted, terror incident. I said, watch three areas very carefully, and this is what you're going to be seeing. And guess what? In the past 2 days, what we put out a week ago saying this is what's going to take place is already in effect. It's already taking place. Number one, I said, well, the biggest obstacle for us to go and actually directly invade Syria, because we have the military power. We can take it, we can take them out in 2 days, okay? Go to Syria and get rid of Assad and do this and finish it. Invade a la Libya, you know, a la Egypt. But I said the only obstacle has been Russia. Now, with this connection, suddenly we changing hats saying, well, these guys that we created for a while, we are going to declare them the terrorists, the hot Al-Qaeda cell. Look, again, we have done this throughout the history with Mujahideen that we created, Al-Qaeda, Bin Laden in Afghanistan. At some point, they were our freedom fighters. They were our guys. At some point, they were terrorists. And sometimes we do it several times. KLA, okay, in the Balkans with Albanians. We had KLAs under terrorist category with the State Department. Then during the Balkan War, we made them the freedom fighters, our allies. We lift that terrorist title. And then after we were finished, we were done, we put that title back again. We do this a lot with, and same thing with MEK, the Mujahideen Khalq. Some people refer to them as MKO. Now, look at Chechens, right? Suddenly Chechens are the terrorists and all these bad guys. Do you know who's the biggest lobby for the Chechens? In several years ago, they established a Chechen lobby. Guess who established it? James Woolsey, ex-CIA director. Michael Ladine, Frank Gaffney, Richard Pearl. When you look at the names of these lobbyists that set up this, the Committee for Peace in Chechnya, okay, the American Committee for Peace in Chechnya, a lobby group for Chechens, you're looking at all the infamous CIA, DIA, Pentagon, and the neocons, okay? Later, after it got a little bit scandalous, they changed the Chechnya in the title into Caucasus, the American Committee for Peace in Caucasus, right? This is not even a nation we are talking about, Chechnya. And now we have this big group, lobby group, with all the CIA and neocon guys for Chechnya, sure, and Chechens. People have to ask this. So this is what, you know, what happens. Now, I pointed out that there is a possibility that we made a backdoor deal with the Russians, okay? Look, step aside and let us go and invade Syria directly, okay? For a while, we'll declare the Chechens and these guys in Dagestan as the most radical Al-Qaeda terrorists. Overnight, okay? We'll set it up. We'll script it for you. And we'll give you the free hand, because Russia has been pretty much wary of really tackling some of these cells within its own regions. Because if you look at the map, you see that the region is very close, right on the border of Georgia. Now, recall that conflict in 2008, the 5-day war with between Georgia and Russia. So it's a very volatile region. Plus, Russia, people are like, well, Russia doesn't need permission from the United States, but you have to look at the geopolitics and you
it
also
needs
have
the political
to
cover. They need the political cover.
Look, Russia doesn't want that kind of a bad rep than the EU. The United States says, look, Russia is repressing these minorities. They are committing genocide. So they have been kind of wary, even though their intelligence have all the stuff on information on these cells.
Sure, we're about to go to break. Really, let me just throw this question at you, and then we can come back and you can have the floor continually and finish up these important points you're making. Why would then the Georgian government, along with the Russians, release their military the documents that he's at the CIA Jamestown-funded, Woolsey-controlled, Zbigniew-Brzezinski-controlled meetings? Why would Georgia, I know it's moving a little bit away from the West now, but why would Georgia do that? I mean, they're obviously upset about this. What does it signify?
Because we produced this video report and an hour in-depth interview on this. And during this interview, I pounded the issue and I said, I'm really asking for some factions within the Russian government intelligence and Georgia to put out information, because their intelligence for years, for more than two decades, have been collecting all our operations.
Well, you did do that. Absolutely.
CIA
so stay there.
Operates.
All right, great. Stay there. Shemel, we got to go to break. It's a hard break. We're going to come back and recap what you were just saying. Wow, this is amazing. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Myself today to see if I still feel.
All right, I'm going to punch out here in about 5 minutes because I'm on the road. I'll be live Sunday, and I'll be live next Monday as well for part of the show. And you're going to have Gerald Celente co-hosting with the guys. But in this five-minute segment, Cybele Edmonds is here, and then she'll do 5 minutes in the next hour with the other host. She can continue with what she's breaking down. And then Jakari Jackson and David Knight will continue to host into the third hour. But again, kind of an overall news transmission here. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Alex Jones. All right, Cybele, you got cut off by the break there. You were getting to a central point that a week or so ago, when I've seen the video up on your Boiling Frogs website, be sure and give that full URL out, that you did call for these other intelligence agencies to go public. I was just shocked that Georgia, and it probably was you because you're well-respected worldwide, that Georgia would actually go, yeah, here's the right thing. These guys were CIA. But it's got to grind on people in intelligence agencies who aren't pure evil like you when you're working at the FBI to just watch the you know, bin Laden working for the CIA. You're sitting there listening to it. And they're running drugs, you know, you name it, weapons. So this is about a five-minute segment left. Continue making the central point you were getting to.
Right. So the back deal would be, okay, now with this incident, suddenly we have Chechens and these factions within the region, Caucasus, going from freedom fighters to hot terrorists, al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, and in return for Russia to have free hands to go and do a major house cleanup, which it has been, it hasn't been doing for a while. I'm talking about a massive operation and going to the region. Even though these people are our people that we planted, we do this all the time.
That's how diplomacy works. You know, we'll take our missiles out if you take your missiles out, or we'll let you kill our spies if you let us kill your spies.
Right, yeah. Alex. And instead of the international communities vilifying Russia, they will be clapping and saying, look, Boston thing happened, we already declared them, we already portrayed mainstream media running the scripts from the State Department as terrorists. So the international community is going to be supporting, especially the United States and EU, Russia's coming crackdown, right? So, and I said, and as part of that, we are going to go and invade Syria. Guess what? We put this information, this analysis out. That interview, I encourage people to go and watch that video report at Boiling Frogs Post. It's 45 minutes, and this we put out about a week ago.
Wow.
And it basically aces in every single point.
So and then now they're saying Syria has chemical weapons.
We have Syria WMD a la al-Qaeda, I mean a la Iraq, okay? Bam! It came out yesterday, all right? Two, you look at the breaking news. Russia rounded up 140 people of Caucasus radical Islamic terrorists. That's breaking news currently, right now, as we speak. First page of Russia Today's channel. So everything that we predicted is basically taking place. Now you compare that to the mainstream media and the alternatives that have gotten bogged down in the semantics and some details, some ridiculous stuff. As it happened with 9/11, they basically lose the entire picture. Instead of looking at the big picture, they are looking at little fragments. And I understand as far as the investigative approach goes, people can get clues and put together, but the clues they are giving you, the mainstream media and government, they are not clues. This is
exactly,
as you just talked about, contradictory, conflicting, a lot of them false, ever-changing, evolving, devolving. Rather than doing that, we have been presenting the bigger picture, and the Boston terror incident basically facilitated what we are seeing right now and what we're going
to
be...
Cybele, we got to go to break. We're going to come back and do a little bit more time with you, and I'd like to invite you on the nightly news. I'd like to have my crew, either today or Monday, show those clips, because you did absolutely call it. You are absolutely right. There's no doubt the globalists run al-Qaeda. This is a staged event.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.